Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city. Exalt you, Lord. We praise you. We're thankful, O God, that there is a grace that is beyond our comprehension, a grace that we might enjoy the very presence of the resurrected Christ. We pray, Lord God, that everyone that is gathered here tonight, Lord, every one of us will just sense and know the great presence of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your presence on this camp, Lord. Thank you, dear God, for it here in Watch Rock and the chat down in the village, Lord, in the cottage. Your presence being manifested. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've been reading, starting us off with a psalm. And I had Psalm 63. I was just going to read 6 and 8, but as I looked it over, I said, oh, I got to read the whole thing. So I hope you'll bear with me. Don't walk out. It's a great psalm. I'm also going to be reading it from the New Living Translation, so I hope that doesn't offend you King James people. Pastors have to be sensitive these days. But listen, just if you don't want to turn to it, just listen to it. It's wonderful. Oh, God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. We're going to do some of that tonight. And I know that we'll find. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you. In this parched and weary land where there is no water, I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night, because you are my helper. I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. And what about his enemies? David writes this. He says, but those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become the food of jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who trust in him will praise him, while liars will be silenced. Praise the Lord. That's why we praise him, right? Our great God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can meditate on you, that we can have our souls search you out, Lord, and that you'll be found. We pray in our time here this evening that we'll be seekers. And we'll be those that are looking to you and longing for you with all that's within us. We pray, God, and if any are weary and perhaps had a very busy day, let there come a refreshing by the Holy Spirit, we pray. We believe you to do this in your precious name. Amen. 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 Well, let's sing a great song. It's in our white chorus book. And it's number 49, My Sins Are Gone. And I'd like to invite you, if you're able and willing, to stand with me. 49. We've got clappers over here. It's starting to annoy me. I always wanted to say that. No, it's great. Our sins are gone. I think sometimes, at least it's what the Lord revealed to me, that sometimes, you know, I struggle with things in my life because I don't fully believe that he did a complete and utter job when he died on that cross and taking care of the sin issue. But the sin issue is settled. It is. And the only thing now left for us is just to yield to that power that was set forth for full victory. And thank God for that. This is a happy song, right? My sins are gone. I remember the first time I heard it, I thought it was a little bit corny, you know, some parts of it. Let me see. "'Twas that old time altar where God came in my heart." That's a good one. No, it was "when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble." I just find that kind of fun. "But Jesus got me out." Well, I want to invite all of my friends who like to clap. You saw me trying. Right? Did you notice that? You took note of that? Right. And now I have your pity and sympathy, right? God bless you. I feel great compassion over here. Well, it's just so good to say, "Lord, thank you that you took care of the sin issue. Lord God, we thank you, first of all, that you ever revealed to us this cancerous thing called sin. Lord, the revelation was hard on us. But thank you, Lord, that you cleansed us and you washed us, and that you're perfecting that which concerns us. We're thankful the sin issue's done. Lord, it's canceled sin. We thank you for that with all that's within us." Come on, let's sing that fourth verse.
"I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day.
Great grace, oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, our Savior, our Shepherd, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to pray tonight that those boys down in the village and those cottagers know that Jesus Christ paid it all. That what a wonderful revelation that is. My wife and I had the cottagers years ago, and we were having a evening chapel service. We all meet in that middle building, you know, and I'll never forget how the Holy Spirit fell on those young kids, and they were worshiping. It's what God, you know, the Holy Spirit reaches every age, you know, we were just letting the Lord have His way, and the Spirit of when God comes, they just were caught up in the presence of Christ. That's awesome, right? Well, why can't I? And I've heard of it before. I was down in Maryland this past year and the year before, and they were telling us how that happened in their primary department. The Lord just came without any well, just without any emotional type of pulling them, that the Lord just came to them. Let's believe that happens down in the village. Can I ask if some would volunteer, one or two or three, and lead us in prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the young souls, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, the young souls that are in the in the village. Lord, I thank you for all of them, Jesus. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just rush in like a wind,
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, set them on fire for you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, I thank you for their precious souls, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that any one of them that is struggling with any temptations or the devil, Jesus, that you can in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is not from you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that they are protected and covered with the blood of Jesus,
yes,
Lord. And that they will be touched, Lord. Raise your young ones to be mighty warriors, prayer warriors, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace upon all of their lives, Jesus. Lord, I pray that each and every one of them will just be used so mightily, Lord. And that they will go home and just tell their families about you, Lord. Because you are an amazing Father, Lord. Lord, and I pray that they will push you above all else, Lord. Lord, anything that they're idolizing, Lord, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, convict these young children, Jesus, to know that you are their Father and that you are real.
Yes.
You are real, Jesus. So, Lord, show yourself to them, Lord, in visions, in dreams, Jesus. Just show yourself, show your light to them, Jesus. Because, Lord, you are an amazing God. And you are worthy, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that once they feel that the Spirit just rush in and they will just want to continue to just praise you, Jesus. They will be set on fire, Lord. I pray that their hearts will be just a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, Lord. Lord, every single thing that is in their mind that they're battling, Lord Jesus, lust, sexual immortality, anything, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you just go to them, Lord. And that you would just help them. Lord, help them just be your help them be your children, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, create them.
Yes.
Build them up to just continue to just be disciples, Jesus, and just to be disciples. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God.
Thank
Lord, protect them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Protect their minds, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just give them discernment to know what is from you and what is not from you, Jesus. Lord, give them spiritual eyes to see like you, Lord. Take off the veils off their eyes so that they can see clearly like you, Jesus. And their ears, Lord, unclog their ears from anything that they're hearing negatively. Lord, give them the spiritual ears to hear like you, Lord, and the spiritual tongue, Jesus. Lord, I pray that their tongue will be controlled, Lord. Control their tongues, Lord, from anything that they're going to say anything negatively, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that they will have the tongue of yours, Jesus, the tongue that speaks. You say the tongue speaks life or death, Lord. I just pray that they just speak life out of their tongue, Jesus. Lord, life into people and life into themselves, Jesus. Lord, I pray for their mind, Jesus. Give them a spiritual mind so that they may think like you, Jesus. May think just like you, Jesus. Lord, anything that they're battling inside their mind, Jesus, that I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Protect them. Protect them from any temptations, anything from the devil, Lord Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to just build them up to be your children. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. Amen. Leave me to do it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Trust you to do it.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pour out your Spirit. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we trust you to do it.
We thank you, Lord, that you can reveal your love to them.
Yes.
How young they are.
Amen. Thank God.
How they need that love.
Thank
we pray that you would instill that love in the counselors.
Yes, Lord. Help them straight.
Somehow reach them through the love of God. Maybe these young kids, these little ones, the older ones, sense the love of Jesus in their counselors, Lord. And I pray that their hearts will be softened and open to you to receive what you want to do with them, for them.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
We believe you to do it, Lord God.
Father, I ask especially for Anthony, who's struggling, dear God.
Help this young man.
Wants to go home by Friday, and I just pray that you turn that thing around.
Yes.
Lord, to see how Matthew, his friend, loved it here last year and came back again, looking so forward to it. And I just pray that you would put that in Anthony's heart, too. He needs you, Lord. He needs to make a commitment to you. He needs to go home changed. And so we just ask, Lord, please, disappoint the plans of the enemy. Just set this captive free.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Jesus. We thank you. Yes, God. Do it, dear Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we pray for the counselors. We pray that they would be ears, antennas would be up, and they would be sensitive to the needs of each kid.
Yes.
We pray that they would just be download onto them what they need to say. We pray they would say, "Where did that come from?" Mm-hmm. So we pray, Lord God, you just give them what they need to say, what they need to say, when they need to say it, and not say when they don't need to say it.
Right.
We pray for timing. We pray they all be sensitive to what they're supposed to say. Not supposed to say, what they're supposed to do, not supposed to do. Pray you just control their actions and their words and their steps.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Calling on your name.
We call.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord
God. Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
God, you are the answer. You have the answer to every situation.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Lord
Jesus.
We do trust you, our Heavenly Father. You're the one, you brought them here. And Lord, we pray, God, that all that's in your great heart will be accomplished. Let it be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's sing another great hymn. It's number I think it's number 200.
Grace greater than our sins.
Great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for that grace, O God, for that powerful grace. We thank you, Lord, we thank you. Dead on Calvary.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, for the resurrected life of Christ. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.